This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Today is Monday, June the 10th, 2019. I'm Michael Morale, Director of Multichannel Content for SME News Today. The following news article was recorded prior to the FDA approval of Zolgensma.
Zolgensma is an investigational gene therapy for patients with SMA. A phase 3 trial has shown that it improves motor function and prolongs survival in infants under 6 months who have SMA type 1. These findings are from the ongoing multicenter and open-label phase 3 STRIVE trial in the U.S. It was announced by its developer Novartis at the 2019 Muscular Dystrophy Association Clinical and Scientific Conference in Orlando. Zolgensma is thought to be a one-time gene therapy. It works by delivering a functional copy of the SMN1 gene, which is defective in SMA patients, to motor neurons. These are the nerve cells responsible for controlling voluntary muscles. The treatment aims to allow patients to produce the SMN protein. It would prevent the loss of motor neurons and subsequent muscle weakness and wasting. The trial was sponsored by AveXis. They first developed Zolgensma before being acquired by Novartis in 2018. The trial was to assess the safety and efficacy of a single IV infusion of Zolgensma in 22 type 1 babies. They were all under 6 months of age. The primary outcome is to measure changes of the baby's ability to sit independently for 30 seconds or longer at 18 months of age. Also, surviving without permanent ventilation at 14 months of age. Secondary outcomes included their ability to maintain body weight and not needing ventilatory support. Exploratory outcomes included how a child's developing motor function is tested to a standardized norm. Positive outcomes with this trial go against how SMA type 1 would usually progress without treatment. It would either lead to death or permanent ventilation in 50% of type 1 infants by the time they were 10.5 months old. As of September 2018, 21 out of the 22 infants in the trial were alive and event-free. Their median age was 9.5 months when the data was assessed. In contrast, if untreated, only 25% of babies with SMA type 1 would survive event-free by the time they reach 10.5 months of age. As of March 2019, of the 20 patients who could have reached 10.5 months of age, 19 survived without permanent ventilation. Results showed motor function scores increased by an average of 7 points 1 month after the infusion, 11.8 3 months after, and 5 months after, 14.3 points. Essentially, a significant improvement. In addition, they found that treated infants showed significant improvements in motor milestones. As of March 2019, half the children treated were able to sit without support for more than 30 seconds. Other motor improvements included, more could hold their head up for more than 3 seconds, they could stand without assistance, and also turn right or left while on their back. One patient could crawl, and one could pull to a stand. Some of the adverse findings from the treatment included low platelet count and high levels of liver enzymes. This would indicate liver inflammation or damage. However, they were temporary and did not cause permanent injury. And one child died from respiratory failure, but a lead investigator claimed that it was unrelated to the treatment. This patient had shown significant motor improvements prior to the event. At 5 months after treatment, they had a 27-point increase in motor function. In conclusion, the Zolgensma trial has shown significant gains in survival and motor function without significant side effects. It also reinforces the data that was seen in its phase 1 START trial. Overall, it's a trend towards prolonged survival that's never been seen in the history of SMA. So far, more than 150 patients have been treated with Zolgensma. Only 5% had to stop the treatment. This was due to the production of antibodies against the viral vector used to deliver the SMN1 gene. That being said, the STRIVE trial is due to conclude next year.
Coming up next, I'll share one of my perspectives with you.
Are you interested in understanding gene therapy? ExploreGeneTherapy.com has helpful information about gene therapy, including its history and how it is being investigated for the treatment of genetic diseases. Visit www.exploreGeneTherapy.com.
Have you ever had one of those friends who truly made an impact in your life? I was lucky enough to have one of those friends. His name was Eric Potts. Eric and I met each other in college, and we were fraternity brothers in the Alpha Kappa Psi fraternity chapter at the University of Texas at Dallas. Eric and I became best friends, and there wasn't a week that went by that we didn't either see each other or talk to each other on the phone. At the end of each phone call, he would always ask me the same question. He would say, "Michael, what have you done this week that's going to make you a better person?" One evening while working on my computer, I received a phone call from Eric's fiancée, Janie. I had known Janie just about as long as I had known Eric, but I could tell that something was wrong because the tone in her voice was a tone that I had never heard before. She told me that Eric passed away from a massive heart attack at the age of 49. 30 years of friendship washed over me like a tidal wave, and this was the first time in my life that I can remember being completely speechless and having the wind taken out of my sails. My friend for nearly 30 years was gone. While his memories will always live within my heart, his message that he asked me each and every time that we were on the phone is a constant reminder that he's looking out for me each and every day. It wasn't long after his passing that I received notification that I had been approved to begin my Spinraza treatments. When I started my journey with Spinraza nearly 2 years ago, I started documenting my journey on YouTube. I shared my experiences that I went through while trying to get approval to start these treatments, along with updating all of my subscribers and followers as to how I was doing. I built a platform where I could reach out to other people who were interested in not only learning more about the treatments that we as SMA patients were going to be going through. I used this platform and continue to use it to share my knowledge and feelings so that I can hopefully inspire others. Nearly a year after I'd been on my Spinraza treatments, I started working for a company called BioNew Services. This was a major turning point in my life because now my target audience could potentially grow exponentially with regards to sharing information about spinal muscular atrophy. BioNew Services runs many different forums, and we discuss different rare diseases, one of which is SMA. Over my working career, I worked for many different companies. I've had the pleasure of working with some of the most amazing people in the world, and BioNew Services employs the best people that you could ever work with. Sharing information and helping others and being an advocate is the goal of BioNew Services, and this is the reason why I chose to go to work for them. They share the same love of helping others as I do. If you ever find a job that you truly enjoy, you'll never work a day in your life. In memory of my friend Eric, and at the end of each one of my videos that I do for my personal YouTube channel, my closing statement is always the same. Do something for yourself this upcoming week that's going to make you a better person. There's not a day that goes by that I don't think about this statement. It lives in my heart, along with the memory of Eric. With everything going on in life, it's sometimes easy to sit back and do nothing. I thought to myself how easy it would be to just give up and succumb to this disease. But if I did that, I would not only be giving up on those who care to listen to my message and those who really care to follow me on a day-to-day basis, I would be giving up on myself. I was always taught to be a fighter, and in the back of my mind, Eric's message continues to ring loud and clear. Worse off, if I gave up on myself, I would also be giving up on him, and I wasn't going to do this. I continue to fight each and every day to get stronger physically, emotionally, and spiritually. I'll be damned if SMA is going to control my life. SMA to me is nothing more than a byproduct of my life. It doesn't define who I am now or who I'm going to be in the future. That's my job. I'll end my perspective the same way that I end my videos. Do me a favor. Do something for yourself this upcoming week that's going to make you a better person. Thank you. The information in our flash briefings and podcast are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcast and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. For SMA News Today, I'm Michael Morale, Multichannel Content Director.